SEBI's decisive action. In a recent development, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has taken a resolute action by prohibiting Mohammad Nasiruddin Ansari, a financial influencer, from participating in the securities market. Ansari has been directed to reimburse a substantial sum of 17.2 rupees crore, which he purportedly amassed by luring clients with deceptive information and persuading them to engage in securities transactions. This move is not an isolated occurrence. It follows a precedent set in May when P.R. Sundar, another financial influencer, entered into an agreement with SEBI. In this agreement, Sundar consented to abstain from trading in securities for a period of 1 year and to disgorge an amount exceeding 6 rupees crore. These regulatory measures underscore SEBI's unwavering commitment to addressing unregistered investment advisors and mark a tightening of regulations pertaining to financial influencers. The rise of finfluencers. Financial influencers, colloquially referred to as finfluencers, are individuals who disseminate financial counsel and recommendations on social media platforms, targeting investors. The rise of finfluencers has been particularly conspicuous in recent years, notably during the COVID-19 pandemic, when retail investor participation in the markets surged. However, the proliferation of this influencer category has brought forth a plethora of challenges. It has attracted self-proclaimed experts with a limited grasp of the intricacies of the financial markets. In their pursuit of greater followers, subscribers, and monetization, some of these influencers resort to hyperbolic and attention-grabbing proclamations.